Prayers to the Holy Face of Jesus for reparation for sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Eternal Father, turn away your angry gaze from our guilty people, whose face has become unsightly in your eyes.
Look instead upon the face of your beloved Son, in whom you are well pleased.
We now offer you this holy face, covered with shame and disfigured by bloody bruises, in reparation for the crimes of our age, in order to appease your anger, justly provoked against us.
Because your divine Son, our Redeemer, has taken upon his head all the sins of his members, that they might be spared, we now beg you, Eternal Father, to grant us mercy. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer thee the adorable face of thy beloved Son.
For the honor and glory of thy holy name, for the conversion of sinners, and for the salvation of the dying.
O my Jesus, cast upon us a look of mercy. Turn thy face upon each one of us, even as thou did upon Veronica.
Not that we may see it with the eyes of our body, for we do not deserve this, but turn it toward our hearts, that being sustained by thee, we may draw from that powerful source strength for the combats we must ever wage on earth.
Eternal Father, we offer thee the adorable face of thy well-beloved Son, for the honor and glory of thy holy name, and for the salvation of all men. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us.
Christ, graciously hear us.
Holy Virgin Mary,
pray for us.
O adorable face, which was adored with profound respect by Mary and Joseph when they saw thee for the first time,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, which in the stable of Bethlehem did ravish with joy the angels, the shepherds, and the magi,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, which in the temple did transpierce with a dart of love the saintly old man Simeon and the prophetess Anna,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, which was bathed in tears in thy holy infancy,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, which when thou did appear in the temple at 12 years of age, did fill with admiration the doctors of the law,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, white with purity and ruddy with charity,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, more beautiful than the sun, more lovely than the moon, more brilliant than the stars,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, fresher than the roses of spring,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, more precious than gold, silver, and diamonds,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, whose charms are so ravishing and whose grace is so attractive,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, whose every feature is characterized by nobility,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, contemplated by the angels,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, sweet delectation of the saints,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, masterpiece of the Holy Ghost, in which the Eternal Father is well pleased,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, delight of Mary and Joseph,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, ineffable mirror of the divine perfections,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, whose beauty is always ancient and always new,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, which appeases the wrath of God,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, which makes the devil tremble,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, treasure of graces and of blessings,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, exposed in the desert to the inclemencies of the weather,
have mercy on us.
O adorable face, scorched with the heat of the sun and bathed with sweat in thy journeys.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, whose expression is all divine.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, whose modesty and sweetness attracted both the just and the sinners.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, which gave a holy kiss to the little children after having blessed them.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, troubled and weeping at the tomb of Lazarus.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, brilliant as the sun and radiant with glory on Mount Tabor.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, sorrowful at the sight of Jerusalem and shedding tears on that ungrateful city.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, bowed to the earth in the Garden of Olives and covered with confusion for our sins.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, bathed in a bloody sweat.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, kissed by the traitor Judas.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, whose sanctity and majesty smote the soldiers with fear and cast them to the ground.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, struck by a vile servant, shamefully blindfolded and profaned by the sacrilegious hands of thine enemies.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, defiled with spittle and bruised by innumerable buffets and blows.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, whose divine look wounded the heart of Peter with a dart of sorrow and love.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, humbled for us at the tribunals of Jerusalem.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, which did preserve thy serenity when Pilate pronounced the fatal sentence.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, covered with sweat and blood, and falling in the mire under the heavy weight of the cross.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, worthy of all our respect, veneration, and worship.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, wiped with a veil by a pious woman on the road to Calvary.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, raised on the instrument of most shameful punishment.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, whose brow was crowned with thorns.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, whose eyes were filled with tears of blood.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, into whose mouth was poured gall and vinegar.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, whose hair and beard were plucked out by the executioners.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, which was made like to that of a leper.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, whose incomparable beauty was obscured under the dreadful cloud of the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, covered with the sad shades of death.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, washed and anointed by Mary and the holy women and wrapped in a shroud.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, enclosed in the sepulcher.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, all resplendent with glory and beauty on the day of the resurrection.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, all dazzling with light at the moment of thy ascension.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, hidden in the Eucharist.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, which will appear at the end of time in the clouds with great power and majesty.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, which will cause sinners to tremble.
Have mercy on us.
O adorable face, which will fill the just with joy for all eternity.
Have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world.
Spare us, O Lord.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world.
Graciously hear us.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Most holy and most adorable face of the Savior, humbly prostrate in thy presence, we present ourselves before thee in order by a solemn act of faith and piety, to render thee the homage of veneration, praise, and love, which is thy due.
We also desire to offer to thee honorable amends and a public reparation for the sins, blasphemies, and sacrileges of which the present generation has rendered itself culpable towards the Divine Majesty, and which, in regard to thee, O well-beloved face, renew the ignominies and the sufferings of thy passion.
It is with terror and profound affliction that we are witnesses to these most monstrous crimes, which cannot fail to draw down upon society and upon our families the malediction and the chastisements of divine justice.
We see, in fact, all around us, the law of the Lord and the authority of His church despised and trodden underfoot.
His thrice holy name denied or blasphemed, the Sunday which He has reserved for His worship publicly profaned, His altars and His offices forsaken for crimes or frivolous pleasures. Impious sectarians attack all that is sacred and religious.
But it is, above all, the divinity of Christ, the Son of the living God. It is the incarnate Word. It is the august face and the crucifix which they attack with the greatest fury. The spit and the blows of the Jews are renewed by the insults and the outrages which their hatred dares, in every possible manner, to inflict upon thee, O face full of sweetness and of love.
Pardon, 1,000 times pardon for all these crimes. May we make amends for them by our humble supplications and the fervor of our homage.
But, guilty and sinners as we are, what can we offer the Eternal Father in order to appease His just anger, if it be not thyself, O sorrowful face, who has deigned to make thyself our advocate and our victim? Supply what may be wanting in us by thy satisfactions and thy merits.
Heavenly Father, we entreat thee, look upon the face of thy Christ. Behold the wounds which disfigure it, the tears which escape from its sunken eyes, the sweat with which it is bathed, the blood which flows in streams down its profaned and wounded cheeks.
Behold also its invincible patience, its unalterable gentleness, its infinite tenderness, and its merciful goodness towards sinners. This holy face is turned towards thee, and before exhaling its last sigh, lovingly inclined upon the cross, it implores thee in favor of those who curse and outrage it.
O Father, listen to that supplicant cry. Permit thyself to be touched. Have pity on us and pardon us.
Grant, moreover, that in presence of this divine face, equally formidable and powerful, the enemies of thy name may take flight and disappear, that they may be converted and live.
May the most adorable name of God be adored forever and ever.
May the holy day of the Lord be sanctified by all men.
May the holy face of Jesus be loved by every heart.
May Holy Church, our Mother, be exalted throughout the whole earth.
May our Holy Father, the Pope, Vicar of Jesus Christ, be venerated by all people.
Saint Peter, Prince of the Apostles, and Patron of the Arch-Confraternity, pray for us.
Lord, show us thy face, and we shall be saved. Amen. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer thee the holy face of Jesus, covered with blood, sweat, dust, and spittle.
In reparation for the crimes of communists, blasphemers, and for the profaners of the holy name and of the holy day of Sunday. Amen.
I have called upon thy face with my whole heart. Have pity on me according to thy promises. Let the light of thy face shine upon me. Save me in thy mercy, Lord. I shall not be confounded because I have called upon thee.
God, all-powerful and merciful, grant, we entreat thee, that venerating the face of thy Christ, disfigured in his passion because of our sins, we may deserve to contemplate it eternally in the splendor of the glory of heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ. Amen.
O well-beloved face of Jesus, humbly prostrate in thy presence, we adore thee. For those who refuse to adore thee, we love thee and pray to thee. For those who refuse to love thee and who blaspheme thee.
Unhappy madmen, if they knew thee better, with what repentance and confusion would they turn towards thee? How they would seek to make compensation to thee for all which thou hast suffered for them.
The audacity and impiety has increased. A clamor issuing from hell has been raised for the purpose of denying thy divinity and outraging the church. A diabolical pact has been formed against God and against his Christ.
It is for us, faithful Christians, to close our ranks under the banner of the Holy Face, to multiply our phalanx of reparation, to offer to Jesus, as Veronica did, the veil of our love and of our veneration.
We need no longer, O merciful face, envy the happiness of that heroic woman. By a redoublement of faith, a fervor, and of zeal, we may, like her, wipe thy tears away, staunch thy blood, and solace thy sufferings.
O sacred face, permit us to weep over the crimes of our erring brethren. Enable us to repair, by our sighs and our love, the attempts made against thy divinity.
Ah, we attest that divinity, which has its habitation in thee, with our whole heart, and if, in order to maintain it, the sacrifice of our life were necessary, we would joyously make an offering of it to thee.
O well-beloved face, let thy eyes of mercy and compassion rest upon us. Pardon this deicidal century, which refuses to bend its proud head to thy sovereign authority. Dissipate by the light of thy presence the darkness which envelops us, and which, if it were not for thee, would drag us down into the still deeper darkness of death.
Convert the blasphemers. Bring back to the light of faith the ignorant and incredulous. Console the just. Strengthen the weak. And grant that all, with one accent of faith and love, may exclaim with the prophet,
Now, Lord, we follow thee with our whole heart. We fear thee, and we seek after thy adorable face. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for praying with us. If you've been blessed by our videos, would you please consider becoming our monthly Patreon supporter? To support, click the link at the end of this video, also in the description.